我们今天非常的感恩，在我们当中给我们分享信息的是从新西兰来的康麦克牧师。神使用他在医治和释放上，他大有恩赐，帮助许许多多的人，不只是医治身体的疾病，更是医治心灵的受伤。神的医治的恩典透过他的仆人，临到许多的人的身上，也释放许多的人从捆锁的里面出来，不再被坏习惯所捆绑，不再被自己的污秽来捆绑，不再做仇敌的奴隶。神使用他的仆人，得到帮助的人非常的多，盼望今天我们在这里也能够得着神所给我们的祝福，怎么得着？你的心预备好，你的心渴慕要得着这恩典，主的恩典就大大的降临在那渴慕的人的身上。因为康牧师说的是英语，所以我们等一下会听到的是英语跟中文及时的翻译，所以你要格外的专心。格外的专注、专注、专心的聆听，打开你的心灵，让神的话、神的恩能能够进到你的生命里，产生极大美好翻转的作用。我要请你从你的位置上站起来。你若爱慕主，你若渴慕，今天要从主那里得着圣灵给你的医治和释放，你的态度会决定你的收获，你的态度会决定你今天得着的恩典有多大。把你的手放在你的胸口，举起一个手向主来祷告，跟主说：“我渴望，我渴望得着这恩，我渴望被你医治，我渴望被你释放。”我渴望从我现在的光景里面出来，我渴望成为一个更好的主的儿女。你有这样子的渴望，一个手放在你的胸前，一个手向主举起，表达你对主的爱。我们同声开口，为自己的态度来祷告，为自己今天想要得着的恩典来呼求主的恩典。一起同声开口祷告，哈利路亚！耶稣，我祷告，感谢赞美你，我的主，哈利路亚！是的，我的主，是的，我的神，哦，主啊，你的能力不衰残，你的慈爱不减少，哦，主啊，今天你要打开你天上的窗户，倾覆在我们的身上，哦，我的主，我的神啊，我祷告，感谢赞美你，哈利路亚！大大的降临，主，我们欢迎你，主，我们欢迎你，主，我们需要你，主，我们需要你，主，我们欢迎你，大大的降临，大大的降临，哈利路亚！赞美我的主，赞美我的主，哦，我的主，我的神啊！那向你大大张口的，你就给他充满，哦，我的主啊！照着你自己的应许，我们饥渴慕义的人，你要使我们得饱足，哦，主啊！照着你的应许，我们呼求你，你必应允我们，哦，主啊！叫我们的心里面有能力，哦，主啊！是的，照着你自己的应许，这是我们欢喜快乐的日子。主啊，你要叫我们得医治，你要叫我们得释放，好叫那欢喜快乐的灵充满在我们的里面。谢谢我的主，赞美耶稣，奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门，阿门，阿门，哈利路亚！拍掌将感谢归给神。你相信你的祷告已经蒙了垂听，神要大大的赏赐恩典在你的里面，哈利路亚。我们说三声哈利路亚，我们欢迎康牧师，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，弟兄姐妹请坐。
谢谢。
It's a joy to be with you.
能来到这里很喜乐。
Why don't we give Jesus a clap?
为耶稣拍掌。
Let's honor him.
来尊荣他。
We honor the king.
我们尊荣大君王。
Jesus. 耶稣。We honor you.
我们尊荣你。
You're our God and our king.
你是我们的神，我们的王。
We love you and bless you.
我们爱你，称颂你。
We welcome you, Lord.
欢迎你，主。
You're the miracle-working God.
你是行神迹的上帝。
You're our healer.
你是医
deliverer, our mighty God.
Come
and work in our midst. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Thank you for such a great welcome here.
谢谢大家这样热情的欢迎我。
It's always a joy to come and be with you.
来到你们当中是何等的喜乐。
And to feel the love and the friendship.
感受到你们的爱和友谊。
See the church growing.
看见教会增长。
And to see so many leaders growing as well.
也看见很多的领袖成长。
And every meeting, God has moved.
每一场聚会上帝都运行。
He has touched the lives of people.
他触碰人的生命。
And I'm sure he has brought you here today.
我相信他今天带你来这儿。
Wherever you are sitting.
不管你坐在哪里。
That he can touch you as well.
他同样可以触摸你。
God we serve is a loving God.
我们服侍是一位慈爱的上帝。
A powerful God.
全能的上帝。
A God who touches our lives.
他触碰我们生命。
Helps us.
帮助我们。
Today in New Zealand is Father's Day.
今天在纽西兰是父亲节。
So I'm missing out. I should be home with my family.
哎呀，错过了，我应该跟家人在一起。
But we have the family of God.
可是我们有上帝的家人在这里。
So yeah, so we're part of a family.
我们是在一家子里头。
So this morning I received messages from children and grandchildren.
今天早上我的儿子啊孙子女啊都传信息给我。
It's such a joy to have family.
有家庭是很喜乐的。
We have a big family.
我们有很大的家庭。
God's family is a big family.
上帝的家是很大的家庭。
And so I want to share a story out of the Bible.
我想跟大家分享圣经的一个故事。
Where Jesus reveals what God is like.
耶稣显明上帝是如何的。
People inquire, what is God really like?
人们常常问上帝是怎样的。
And unless we look to Jesus Christ,
如果不看耶稣基督
we can't really find an answer to that question.
这个问题是找不到答案的。
We tend to have our own ideas what God is like.
常常我们设定自己的想法上帝是如何的。
And many times people come up with strange ideas.
很多时候人家有那种很奇怪的想法。
People tend to think God is angry with them.
觉得上帝对他们很生气。
God disapproves of them.
上帝是不肯定这些人的。
God doesn't like them.
不喜欢他们的。
God is going to punish them.
上帝要惩罚他们。
This is what religion does.
宗教会做这样的事。
In the Old Testament,
旧约里头
Moses cried out.
摩西呼求。
And he said, Lord, show me your glory. Show me what you're like.
他说主啊，显明你的荣耀，显明你是如何。
I've seen what you do, but I want to know what you're like.
我看见你的作为，但我想认识你。
And the Lord said, I will reveal my name, what I am like to you.
就说我要向你显明我的名，我是如何的上帝。
And so in Exodus chapter 34 verse 5,
因此出埃及记三十四章第五节
it tells us the Lord descended in a cloud,
讲到上帝在云彩中降临
and stood with him.
与他站在一起。
Wow, isn't that amazing?
太神奇哦。
Wow. And then the Lord proclaimed his name.
主宣告自己的名。
And this is what he said in verse 6.
在第六节他这样说。
In verse 6 he said,
第六节他说
The Lord, the Lord God.
主耶和华神。
In other words, I am the Almighty, All-Powerful, Eternal, Unchanging One.
换句话说，我是全能的、大能、永恒不改变的。
Whoa, that's so far away. How can we deal with that?
哇，这个很遥远呢，这个怎么处理啊？
And then he begins to show his nature.
就他写明自己的性情。
He said, I am merciful.
他说我是连续的。
That means compassionate.
代表带着怜悯。
Very tender-hearted,
温柔的心
caring about people,
关心人的
He said, I am gracious,
我是施恩的
That means to be gentle,
代表是温柔的
He says, I am long-suffering,
我是长久忍耐的
That means you can't get me angry easily,
代表不是很容易让我生气啊
I'm very, very patient,
非常非常有耐心
He says, I abound in loving-kindness and faithfulness.
满有恩惠、慈爱与信实。
In other words, God overflows with kindness.
换句话说，他的恩慈是可以满溢出来的。
And with faithfulness.
还有信实。
Which means if we fail,
代表我们失败的话
He doesn't fail and give up on us.
他不会失败放弃我们的。
He said, giving mercy for thousands.
哇，是连续给千人。
Revealing he's a merciful, compassionate God.
显明他是这样子连续慈悲的上帝。
Who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin.
赦免我们的罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
So God reveals a very powerful aspect of him.
上帝显明他自己非常大能的一部分。
All powerful and unchanging one.
他是全能不改变的那一位。
But then he reveals how kind and gentle and caring for people he is.
之后显明他对人是何等的恩慈慈爱的。
So in the Old Testament.
旧约里头。
God spoke what he's like to Moses.
上帝说出他自己是谁给摩西的。
But in the New Testament.
在新约里。
God revealed what he's like through a person.
上帝显明他自己是经由一个人。
Through the person of Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督这一位。
God came to reveal that he is a father.
上帝来显明他是父亲。
No one had ever considered that God would be a father.
没有人想过上帝竟然可以是父亲。
In the Old Testament, people looked on God as being distant and remote.
旧约里头大家仰望上帝是非常遥远疏离的。
But the Bible tells us God so loved the world, he sent his only beloved son Jesus into the earth to give his life for us.
然而圣经说神如此爱世人，甚至向他独生爱子，好叫人能因此得救。
So Jesus came to reveal
耶稣来为显明
that God is a father.
上帝是父亲
that he is a loving father.
慈爱的父
that he desires a family.
他渴望有他的家庭。
So the purpose of God always,
所以上帝的心意
has been to have a very big family,
一直都有很大的家庭。
A family of sons,
有儿女。
A family of daughters,
有儿子女儿的。
God's desire,
上帝的渴望
is to have a family,
是有家庭。
That would share the whole earth as his inheritance to them,
能够将世界看见这产业是留给他们的。
This plan has never changed,
这个计划没有改变过。
God has always been a father,
上帝一直是父亲。
He is a father.
他就是父。
Fatherhood comes from God.
父亲就是从上帝而来的。
So when you see the word father,
当你看见父亲这个词，
you will have an idea in your mind.
你头脑可能有个想法。
But earthly fathers,
但地上的父亲，
are meant to represent our heavenly father.
应该要代表天父才对。
And so often earthly fathers,
但常常地上父亲，
fail to do this,
没有做到这个，
because they're human and broken,
因为人是破碎的，
and it creates many wrong ideas and sometimes great brokenness in people.
在人里头创造很多错误的想法，甚至是破碎。
So Jesus came to make known what God is like.
耶稣来，想让我们知道天父是如何的。
That's what it means when it says Jesus is the Word made flesh.
所以圣经说耶稣是道成肉身。
In the Old Testament, God used words to say who he is.
在旧约，上帝使用话语来描述他是谁。
But Jesus embodied that.And showed what God is like.
但耶稣亲自体现显明上帝是如何的。
And so he revealed that God is a father.
他显明上帝是父亲。
Who wants sons and daughters.
他要的是他的儿子女儿。
What does the word father mean?
那父亲这个词什么意思呢？
When we say the word father,
当我们说父亲，
we usually have someone in mind.
可能你脑中想到一些事。
But the biblical word for father,
但圣经里讲到父亲，
reveals what that is like.
显明他是如何的。
The word father in the Bible,
圣经里的父亲，
is the word source.
是 source 这个词。
The originator of something.
是一个东西的起源。
Father is the originator of life.
父亲是生命的起源。
So if you were here and alive,
如果今天你在这是活生生的，
your life came from a father.
生命是来自你的父亲。
Father is the originator or giver of life.
父亲是生命的源头或赐予生命的。
Father is a source of identity.
父亲也是身份的源头。
Our identity comes from our father.
我们的身份来自父亲。
He is a source of provision.
他也是供应的源头。
Fathers provide for their children.
父亲要供应他的子女。
That's why it says in the book of Timothy.
所以提摩太书信讲，
If a believer doesn't provide for his family, he's worse than an unbeliever.
如果不照顾自己家庭，他比不信之人更不好。
So a father is a source.
因此父亲是源头。
He provides identity.
供应我们身份。
He provides love.
供应我们爱。
He provides encouragement or approval.
供应我们鼓励或认可。
He provides direction.
他供应我们方向。
Protection.
保护。
And guidance in life.
在生命的指引。
For many people,
对很多人，
father is fairly absent person who goes and works.
父亲常常不在家，一天到晚工作。
But fatherhood is a deep personal relationship.
但父亲的关系是很深的人际关系。
God wants you to know him as your father.
上帝希望你认识他是你的父。
I heard you praying before.
我之前听你们祷告。
Sounded like the Lord's Prayer.
啊，听起来很像主祷文。
And the Lord's Prayer.
主祷文里
头。How Jesus taught us to pray.
耶稣怎么教我们祷告
？Is our Father who lives in the realm of heaven.
他说我们在天上的父。
We honor your name.
我们尊荣你的名。
And so fathers expect honor from their children.
父亲期待儿女的尊重。
So that we know now the meaning of the word father.
现在我们知道父亲这个词的意思。
And father desires sons and daughters.
父亲渴望有他的儿子女儿。
So what is the meaning then of the word son? What does it mean to be a son?
那你说做儿子什么意思呢？
We have our own ideas.
我们有自个儿的想法。
But we need to look into the Bible.
但需要看到圣经里。
At what the Hebrew pattern was.
到底希伯来的模式是什么？
And sometimes it's found in the very meanings of the names.
有时按他的名字就找他的意思。
So the word for son in the Bible.
圣经里讲的儿子。
Is the word Ben.
是 Ben 这个字。
It comes from a word that means this.
它的字根意思是这样。
To build the father's house.
是来建造父亲的家。
Son then is one who works with his father to build his father's house.
儿子是跟父亲一起同工建造为父的家。
The word for daughter.
女儿这个词。
It comes from the same root word.
也是来自同样的字根。
So daughter is someone who builds the father's house.
因此女儿也是要建造父亲的家。
So from the Bible meaning of a son or daughter,
从圣经看到儿女的定义。
It's someone who knows their father,
是认得自己父亲。
Has relationship with him.
跟他们有很好的关系。
Secondly,
其次。
They work with their father in his business.
在父亲的事上一起同工。
And thirdly,
第三
they represent their father.
他代表他们的父亲。
And you see this in some of the statements Jesus made.
这在耶稣讲的一些话里看到。
Did he represent his father?
他有没有代表他的父亲？
In other words, relate to people like his father would if he was present.
换句话说，他跟人的接触就像父亲在场一样的做法。
Yes, he did.
他确实有。
He said, if you've seen me, John 14:9, you've seen the Father.
他在约翰福音讲，你看见我就看见父了。
I show you by my life and how I treat people just what the Father's like.
我用我的生命，我怎么对待人，就让你看见父是如何的。
In Hebrews 1:3,
希伯来书一章三节
it says, Jesus is the express image of the invisible God.
耶稣是这不可见上帝表达的真相。
Just like God the Father.
他就跟父神是一样的。
So if we want to know what God is like,
我们要知道上帝是如何。
Have a look at how Jesus treated people and related to people.
你就看耶稣怎么对待人，怎么跟人交往。
And put away your wrong ideas.
把你错误的想法放开。
What you think God is.
你以为上帝是什么。
And believe what God reveals himself to be like in Jesus.
相信上帝借着耶稣来显明他自己。
So sons represent the father.
儿子代表父亲。
Sons carry on the father's business.
儿子要以父亲的事为念。
At the age of 12,
十二岁那年
，Jesus said this.
耶稣这样说。
In John, he said, "I must be about my father's business."
他说我要以我父的事为念。
So even at the age of 12,
才十二岁哦。
He knew as a son.
他知道自己是儿子。
He's called to learn his father's business.
他蒙召学习父亲的事儿。
To grow the house of God.
让上帝的家增长。
Just as a natural son.
就像肉身的儿子。
Would know his father and work with his father.
认识自己父亲跟父亲同工
and would learn the trade,
学习他的行业
Jesus needed to learn the trade.
耶稣需要学习这个行业
We call that discipleship.
这个叫门徒训练
Learning the trade.
学习这个行业
But the goal is to carry on the Father's work.
目标是继续承担父亲的工作
And Jesus knew his Father.
耶稣认得他的父
He said in the book of John, I and the Father are one.
你看他讲到约翰福音我跟父本为一。
I do only the things that please my father.
我只做讨我父喜悦的事。
So now you see that when Jesus walked on the earth,
你看耶稣在世上。
He is modeling God's intention.
他刻意不照出父的想模仿。
He is modeling what God is like.
他让我们看见父是如何的。
He is modeling God's desire for us.
他为我们让我们看见父的渴望。
God invites us
上帝邀请我们
into relationship with Him as a Father, as our source.
进入跟他这样的关系，让他做我们的父，成为我们的源头。
In the Bible,
在圣经里
if you had no father,
如果你没有父亲
you were an orphan,
就是孤儿啊。
Even if you had a mother,
即使你有母亲
a mother and a child,
母亲跟孩子
you were still an orphan,
还是孤儿的身份。
The Bible referred to that as the fatherless,
圣经称他是无父的。
The widows and the fatherless,
所以寡妇跟无父的孩子。
Because God is a father, he cares for the widows and the fatherless.
因为上帝是父亲，他关心这些寡妇跟无父的孤儿。
If you were an orphan,
你若是孤儿
you were very vulnerable.
你是很没有保障的。
You had no one to provide for you.
没有人供应你啊。
You had no one to protect you.
没有人保护你。
You had no one to encourage and support you.
没有人鼓励支持你。
You had no one to guide you to be a man or a woman of God.
没有人指引你能够成为上帝的男女。
This was a very big problem.
这是一个很大的问题。
So Jesus said before he left,
耶稣离开之前说
I will not leave you fatherless or orphaned.
我不会撇弃你们如孤儿。
I will place my spirit within you.
我要将我的灵放在你里面。
You will be born again.
你要重生。
You will become children of God.
成为上帝的儿女。
But you have to get to know your father.
但你要认识你的父亲。
You have to get to build a relationship with him.
建立跟他的关系。
You have to get to hear from him.
要听见他。
And you need to learn to do his work.
你要学习做他的工作。
To build the church.
建立教会。
Serve the people of God.
服侍上帝。
Expand the kingdom,
扩展他的国
win souls to Christ.
要为基督赢得灵魂
This is what we're here for.
这是我们在这儿的目的
And in all our doing that,
当我们这样做
we're called to show to people,
我们蒙召要让人展现给人看
the nature of God,
上帝的性情
That means to treat people,
代表你对待人
as if God himself was treating them.
正如上帝会对待他的方式
This is what God, Jesus is telling us.
这是耶稣告诉我们的。
I want to bring you to a story.
我要让大家知道这个故事。
And Jesus often told stories.
耶稣常常讲故事。
To show us what God is like.
显明上帝是如何的。
He told stories called parables.
他叫故事叫比喻。
And the parables are designed to teach us something.
比喻是要来教导我们一些事情的。
And so when you search the parables,
当你巡查这些比喻
usually there's some hint what this parable is about.
通常有这样的暗示，这个比喻要说什么。
Most of the parables are about the kingdom of God.
大部分比喻讲到天国。
And it begins, the kingdom of heaven is like this.
啊，一开头就天国就好像。
But there's one parable.
但有一个比喻。
Well, actually three parables.
实际上有三个。
Where Jesus reveals what God is like.
耶稣显明天父是如何的。
And the third of these parables
在这三比喻中第三个
reveals that God is a father.
显明上帝是父亲。
So all three parables
这三个比喻
tell us people are valuable to God.
告诉我们人对上帝很珍贵。
And he will do all he can to find us if we're lost.
他尽他所能在我们失丧时找到我们。
But the third parable
但第三个比喻
is especially to reveal what God is like as a father.
特别显明上帝是个父亲。
And when you read the parable,
当你读着比喻，
you don't always understand it without understanding a little of the culture.
你必须要了解他的文化才明白这个故事。
So we're going to just read a few verses.
我们读几处经文。
So the parable comes back to you again.
让这个比喻再让大家理解。
So let's read a couple of verses.
我们来读几处经文。
And let's see if we can find it here. And what I want to do is I want to look at chapter 15, Luke 15, verse 1 and 2.
我们要看在路加福音15章第一、第二节。
Because these two verses
这两节经文
explain why Jesus told the parable.
解释耶稣为什么要说这些比喻。
And look at it. It says,
你看他这里说
It says, all the tax collectors and sinners drew near to him to hear him.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道。
And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them."
法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人又同他们吃饭。
So then Jesus told them some parables.
耶稣就讲了这些比喻。
So this is what triggered Jesus to give this parable.
所以是耶稣讲这些比喻的原因。
There were people, one group of people called tax collectors and sinners.
有一群人是税吏和罪人。
So the worst were the tax collectors.
最糟的就是税吏。
They were considered traitors.
被人家认为是叛徒。
They were Jews who acted on behalf of Rome to collect taxes.
犹太人代表罗马人来收税。
And they were totally corrupt and despised.
非常败坏，被人轻视。
Everyone else was just sinners.
所以其他人都是罪人。
So obviously, in the way it's written,
很明显他写的方式。
The traitors.
那些叛徒。
Were considered serious.
是比较严重的。
Everyone else, addicts.Prostitutes, alcoholics, or were just sinners.
啊，其他不管是妓女啦、醉酒的，这都是罪人。
Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to Jesus.
税吏跟罪人都亲近耶稣。
They were attracted to Jesus.
受耶稣的心意。
Remember, Jesus represents what God is like.
记得耶稣代表上帝是如何。
So clearly, they were attracted to him.
很明显，这些人受他吸引。
Because he gave life to them.
因为他将生命赐给这些人。
He added value to them.
给这些人增加价值。
He wasn't judging them.
没有论断他们。
He wasn't condemning them.
没有定罪他们。
In fact, in John 3, he says, "The Son of Man has not come to judge, but to save."
事实上，约翰福音三章讲到，神的儿子不是来审判，
so、
乃是要拯救。
Represent God,
我们要代表上帝。
We're not going to be judging people,
不是论断人。
We're going to be seek to save them,
而是寻求拯救他们。
And verse two,
第二节。
The scribes and the Pharisees,
文士法利赛人。
They were religious people,
都是宗教人士。
They were people who had no relationship with God,
跟上帝没有关系。
The first group of people,
第一群。
Had no relationship with God,
跟上帝完全没关系。
And their lives were very vile.
他们的生命非常污，
Very defiled,
非常污秽。
But they were attracted to Jesus.
但受耶稣的吸引。
The second group of people,
第二群人，
the scribes and Pharisees,
文士法利赛人，
were religious people,
是宗教人士，
proud people,
骄傲的人，
judgmental people,
论断的人，
critical people,
批评的人。
And when they saw the sinners coming to eat with Jesus,
看见罪人跟耶稣一同吃饭，
they complained.
他们就抱怨了。
They complained about what?
抱怨什么？
They complained that Jesus made them welcome and ate with them.
抱怨耶稣欢迎这些人跟他们一起吃饭。
They considered Jesus to be a rabbi.
他们认定耶稣是拉比。
Rabbis never met with or ate with common people.
哎，拉比不是跟随便平凡人一起吃饭的。
So when their complaint about Jesus,
当他们抱怨耶稣，
he is welcoming people who don't deserve it.
因为他欢迎那些不值得的人。
These sinners don't deserve.For him to treat them this way.
罪人不值得他这样好好对他们。
That's the whole point of this.
这整个的重点在这儿。
The second thing they complained about.
第二个抱怨的。
Was that he welcomed them to eat with him.
他欢迎这些人跟他们一同吃饭。
Now, Israel or Middle East is an honor shame culture.
在中东以色列是荣辱的文化。
So to eat with someone.
跟人一起吃饭。
If you're a very famous, important person,
如果你是很重要、很出名的人，
someone,
你跟人一起吃饭，
you are honoring them.
你是尊荣这个人。
So in this verse here,
在这节经文里，
this is what's got them so angry.
这让他们很生气啊。
Jesus, the rabbi,
耶稣，你这位拉比，
claiming to be the son of God,
应该是神的儿子，不是吗？
Is making undeserving people,
竟然邀请不值得的人。破碎的人，
sinners, tax collectors,
罪人税吏，
he's opening his hands to welcome them,
竟然张开双手欢迎
他们， and then he invites them to sit down and eat with them.
邀请他们坐下一起吃饭。
He doesn't accept their behavior,
他不是接受这些人行为，
but he loves them.
但他爱他们。
And so Jesus told three stories.
耶稣就讲了三个故事。
All of the stories have this in common.
所有的故事都有一个共同点，
Something is lost,
有一个失去的东西，
and there's a price paid to find it.
他要付代价去找到它。
In each case, there's an effort made to find it.
每一个案例都要努力去找到。
Because what is lost is valuable.
因为失去是很珍贵的。
So the first lesson in these parables,
在这些比喻当中，第一个故事
is that people are valuable to God.
就是人对上帝很珍贵。
People are valuable to God.
人对上帝很珍贵。
Even if they're broken.
即使他破碎，
even if their lives are damaged by sin,
即使他的生命受罪的伤害，
failed,
即使他失败，
even if they're in prison,
即使他在牢里，
their lives are valuable to God.
他的生命对上帝很珍贵，
God sees their worth,
上帝看见他的价值，
not because of what they're doing,
不是他做什么，
but because they're made in his image.
而是他按上帝形象所造。
If you have a $1,000 note,
如果你有一千块钞票，
and you screw it up,
你把它捏，
and you trample on it,
踩在它上头，
and you tread it into the dust,
把它按在土里，
it may look messy,
可能看起来脏脏的，
but when you open it up,
但你打开这钞票，
it's still $1,000,
还是一千块。
It's still valuable.
仍然有价值。
You understand then that sin defiles us.
你明白罪污秽我们。
But in God's eyes, we're still valuable.
但在上帝眼中，我们仍然有价值。
So then he goes to tell the story about the father. Who had two sons.
还有两个儿子。
Most people call this the parable of the prodigal son.
大部分我们说这个叫浪子的比喻。
Because that's what the emphasis has been on.
因为他强调的就是浪子。
But the major theme of this story.
但整个故事主要的重点。
Is to reveal how loving and generous and extravagant God is as a father.
是描述上帝是怎样慈爱慷慨大方的父。
So we'll read a little bit of the story.
我们稍微读一下这个故事。
And it says, A certain man had two sons.
好，一个人有两个儿子。
And the younger man said to his father,
小儿子对父亲说，
Father, give me my inheritance.
父亲，请你把我应得的家产分给我。
And so he divided up the inheritance.
他父亲就把产业分给他们。
And not many days after, the younger man gathered everything together, journeyed to a far country, and wasted his possessions with wild living.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把一切所有的收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
And when he spent all, there arose a severe famine, and he began to be in great lack.
既耗尽一切所有的，又遇到那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。
So he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, who sent him in the fields to feed the swine.
于是去投靠那地方一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
And he would gladly fill his stomach with the pods the swine ate, but no one gave him anything.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
So when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and here I am perishing with hunger?"
他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
I will arise and go to my father and say to him, "Father." I've sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as a servant.
我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
And he arose and came to his father.
于是起来往他父亲那里去。
And when he was still yet a long way off, his father saw him, had compassion, ran, fell on his neck, and kissed him.
相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Now this is an incredibly clever story.
这真的是一个很聪明的故事哦。
Jesus was quite brilliant.
耶稣真的很聪明。
We haven't got time to open up every aspect of the story.
没有时间把这故事每一个层面都讲清楚。
Let me help you understand the story this way.
让我这样帮助大家理解这个故事。
There were two groups of people present in front of Jesus.
耶稣面前有两组人。
One group were sinners, clearly sinners, defiled in many different ways with all kinds of sin.
一组人是很清楚的罪人，因为各样的罪受到污秽。
The others were religious people, looked good, appeared good, but were corrupt.
另外一组是宗教人士，看起来很好，表现很好，却是腐败的。
Each of the groups were separate from God and needing to be restored to God.
这两组都跟上帝隔绝，需要恢复到上帝面前。
And this parable then is a story to show the need each has for God.
而这个比喻是显明这两组人都需要上帝。
And to point out in the story,
在故事里头指出
that these sinners had made that decision to return.
罪人决定要回来。
And the story's left unanswered. Will the religious people also repent?
那故事里面也讲到宗教人士也悔改。
So in the story, a father has two sons.
故事里头这父亲有两个儿子。
And the younger son,
小儿子
publicly shames his father.
公开羞辱他的父亲。
He asks him for the inheritance before the father dies.
爸爸没死就跟父亲要家产。
Now you can imagine in most Asian families,
亚洲家庭大家可以想象。
If a son came to you,
如果儿子来跟你说
and said, Dad,
说爸
I can't wait till you die, I want your money now.
我等不及你死啊，现在就要钱。
Now, they will get a quick slap,
很快就一巴掌上去。
And that's going to be a big problem.
这会是很大的问题啊。
See, this is what happens.
发生就这样。
The son wants to be independent.
这儿子想要独立。
He wants to do whatever he wants.
去按自己的意思做事。
He's not concerned about his father's honor.
完全不在意父亲的尊荣。
And what he does brings great shame on his father.
他所做给父亲带来极大的羞辱。
So everyone listening to the story,
每一个听着故事的人
，would expect the father to slap his son,
都期待这个爸爸直接一巴掌打过去。
And say definitely no.
绝对跟他说不可能。
So what Jesus is doing is he tells the story
耶稣在这个故事里
Every aspect of the story reveals how shameful and dishonorable the son is.
都显明这个儿子是怎样羞辱他的父亲。
Not only does the son, I can't wait till you die, give me the money now.
不光是儿子说我等不及你死，现在就给我家产。
He wants the father to sell up part of the farm.
哎，同时要爸爸把家产先卖掉。
You don't sell the land.
你不能卖土地的。
The land is the inheritance.
土地是他家产。
And to everyone's surprise,
每一个很惊讶哦。
The father gives the son freedom to choose.
父亲竟然给儿子有选择的自由。
And he sells up part of the land.
把一些土地卖掉。
And gives it to the son.
给了儿子。
And then the son does something even worse.
儿子做更糟的事儿。
He goes and loses all the money.To Gentile unsaved people.
哇，在那些外邦人未得救之人，当挥霍所有的金钱。
So as Jesus tells the story,
耶稣讲这个故事。
The horror of what this young man has done is increasing.
年轻人做的可怕的事简直不敢思想的。
They're shocked that the father would give him freedom.
很惊讶这个父亲给他这个自由。
They're shocked at the son's shame he brought to the father.
也很惊讶这个孩子竟然这样羞辱父亲。
And now he's lost all the money.
现在所有钱花光了。
And worse than that.
更糟的是
He's joined himself to a pig farmer.
现在他去找养猪的人。
So the pigs were known as unclean animals.
他们认定猪是不洁的动物。
So when Jesus says he joined himself to a pig farmer,
耶稣说他投靠这个养猪户。
You can almost hear everyone groan, no.
你听见每一个人都
No, not that far down.
不可能那么败坏吧。
You can't go any further than that.
你不可能这么败。
And now he's feeding pigs.
现在去喂猪了。
He's waiting.And the, on the pigs.
他现在等养这些猪
He's serving the pigs.
服侍这些猪
And then Jesus adds more.
耶稣更加说
He was so hungry.
他饿到一个地步
He's fighting with pigs for food.
跟食物跟猪抢食物吃
No, this man is a total disgrace. You can't fall any lower than that.
不可能，你不能这么丢脸吧
Jesus is painting a picture.
耶稣画出这样的画面
That this man has fallen as low as anyone can get.
这个人已经低到不可能再低了。
He's setting it up.
好，设好这个东西。
To show how good the father is.
显明父亲有多好。
And so the young man comes to his senses.
年轻人终于醒悟过来。
Wow, this is terrible.
这太糟了。
And he remembers the goodness of his father.
想到父亲多好。
He remembers the abundance of his father.
想到父亲多丰盛。
And he makes a decision. I'll arise and go to my father.
他决定，我要起来回我父亲那去。
And I'll tell him I'm sorry.
告诉他很抱歉。
Can I just work as a servant, no longer a son?
我不配做儿子，让我做雇工就好。
So he makes his way back.
他回到家。
His clothes are dirty.
他衣服都脏了。
His clothes are tattered.
衣服这样破烂。
He smells.A pig.
身上都是猪味。
When you work with pigs, they smell.
你养猪就有味道了。
You can smell a pig farm from a long way off.
很远就闻到猪圈的味道。
If you work with the pigs, it's hard to get rid of the smell.
你去养猪很难摆脱这个味道。
So he's broken.
他破碎。
He's ashamed.
羞愧。
He's coming back.
回来了。
And when he comes back to his town,
回到自己家里。
He has no idea how his father will receive him.
不知道父亲会不会接受他。
The townspeople.
城里的人
If they see him,
如果看见他
they will rush upon him,
可能跑他那边
and they will do a ceremony,
会做这样的仪式
and ban him from the community,
让他从社区中隔除
he will not be allowed in the community at all,
完全不准回到我们社会来
now it explains the father's actions,
现在解释父亲的反应
his father saw him,
父亲看见他
when he was a long way off,
他还在远处哦
in other words, the father was looking for him,
换句话父亲一直在等他
the father had already forgiven him,
父亲老早原谅他了。
The father's heart longed for restoration.
父亲的心是要恢复他。
His desire for restoration,
渴望恢复他。
Was greater than the pain caused by his son.
远远大过儿子造成的痛苦。
He was not angry.
他没有生气。
He was longing for restoration.
他渴望儿子的恢复。
And when he saw his son.
当他看见儿子
His heart was moved with compassion.
他动了慈心
When you begin to move back towards God,
当你回到上帝面前
He's not angry with you.
他没有生你的气
He's not severe with you.
他对你不严厉
His heart is moved
他心很感
动 by the distress you feel,
因你受到的压力
the pain you're in,
你所处的痛苦
the shame you're experiencing,
你所经历的羞辱
the fear you're having,
你所有的恐惧
He understands those things.
他明白这一切
And the father did something No father would do.
父亲做了其他父亲不会做的事。
No older Asian person or Middle East person would run.
年长的亚洲人、中东人，他们不会跑。
Older people don't run to their children.
老人家不会跑向孩子的。
This father knew.
但这个父亲知道。
That everyone would reject his son.
每一个人拒绝他儿子。
So he lifted up his garment.
他撩起自己衣摆。
And he ran to his son.
跑到儿子那儿去。
As Jesus is telling the story.
耶稣讲这个故事。
This defies belief for everyone.
哇，这简直超过人的想象。
The father runs to the son.
父亲跑向儿子。
And he doesn't do what most fathers would do.
不会做一般。
Give him a good scolding.
好好骂他一顿。
He throws his arms around his son.
反而抱住自己儿子。
And hugs him.
拥抱他。
And weeps over him.
为他流泪。
And kisses him.
亲吻他。
Because he's glad to have his son restored.
因为他非常开心孩子回来了。
He restores his garment.
他恢复他的外袍
Makes him clean again.
让他再次清洁
He restores his shoes of sonship.
恢复他的鞋子
He restores the ring of authority.
给他权柄的戒指
Much to his son's shock.
儿子非常惊讶
His father is generous to him.
父亲对他如此慷慨
So when Jesus tells the story,
耶稣讲这个故事
The story is to shock people.
这故事震惊人
How bad the son was.
这儿子有多糟
And then to shock them again.
再一次惊吓他们的是
How extravagantly kind and compassionate and generous God is.
父亲或上帝何等的慷慨恩慈
Or to put it a different way.
换句话说
Jesus is saying to the Pharisees.
耶稣在对法利赛人说
If you were shocked at me eating with sinners.
如果只是我跟罪人一起吃饭你就惊讶
You want to see what my father does.
你要看看我的父怎么做
He runs and hugs them and kisses them and restores them.
他跑向他们拥抱亲吻他们恢复他们
Of course he was the elder brother.
当然有那个长兄
And when he heard what was happening,
听见发生的事
he was very angry,
他就很生气啊
he wouldn't go in,
不肯进去
and he complained to his father,
向他父亲抱怨
his father left, now this elder brother,
这位长兄
also brought shame on his father,
也羞辱他父亲
it was traditional,
这是他们的传统
if the father threw a party,
如果父亲办宴会
and welcomed everyone to come,
欢迎大家都来
that the elder son,
他的长子
would stand alongside his father
要站在父亲身旁
and welcome all the guests
欢迎所有的客人
so when the eldest son refused to come in
当长子拒绝进去
refused to stand with his father
拒绝站在父亲身旁
refused to be with his father hosting the people
拒绝跟父亲一起招待人
he was publicly dishonoring his father
他是公开羞辱自己父亲
it's unheard of
前所未闻
that the father would go out and appeal to him
父亲竟然出去拜托他。
The father went out to appeal to him.
父亲出去拜托他。
So the brilliance of the story.
这故事精明之处。
Jesus is using a story.
耶稣用一个故事。
To say to the Pharisees.
对法利赛人说。
God is appealing to you.
上帝在拜托你们。
To participate with him.
跟他一起。
In the restoration of the lost son.
来恢复失丧的儿子。
He's appealing to church.
他在拜托教会。
To be part.Of celebrating the harvest,
能够为庆丰收的庆祝参与人，不要论断
，not to be critical,
不要批判
，not to be proud,
不要骄傲
，not to be self-righteous,
不要自以为意
，not to be remote,
不要这样疏离
，but to be with their father,
而是跟父亲一起
，in making sinners welcome,
欢迎罪人
，to participate in the great harvest,
参与在大丰收里头。
In the story,
在这故事里
，Jesus is revealing,
耶稣在显明
how amazing the generosity of God is.
上帝是何等慷慨
If you've sinned and you've failed,
如果你犯罪失败
is a mess,
你的生命一塌糊涂
if your heart is broken,
你的心碎
if you're filled with shame,
你被羞辱充满
God invites you to come,
上帝邀请你来
and be restored,
得恢复
if you're in the house,
如果你在家中
but you're judgmental,
但你论断
and critical,
批判
and legalistic,
律法主义
you are out of relationship with your father,
你就失去跟父亲的关系
God invites you to repent,
上帝邀请你悔改
and for him to be setting you free,
让他释放
Why don't we close our eyes right now?
请大家闭上眼睛。
Have the musicians back up.
请司琴敬拜团上台。
I want to extend an invitation for people.
好不好？邀请人。
Who are needing the touch of God?
你需要上帝的触摸。
If you are needing to be set free.
如 果你需要得释放
perhaps you're like the younger son,
可能你像个小儿子
and something has defiled you.
有东西污秽了
you have walked away from God.
你远离上帝
perhaps it's secret sin,
可能是隐秘的罪
struggles with shame,
在羞辱中挣扎
struggles with alcoholism,
在酒精里挣扎
struggles with gambling,
在赌博里挣扎
struggles with pornography,
在色情里挣扎
struggles with bitterness,
在苦毒里挣扎
struggles with shame,
在羞辱中挣扎
the shame of failure,
对失败的羞辱
the shame of abuse by people,
人虐待你的羞辱
the shame of failure,
失败的羞辱
perhaps you're struggling in your life,
可能你生命挣扎
your father is waiting for you,
父亲在等候
he wants to restore you,
他要恢复你
heal you,
医治你
perhaps your relationship with your father is very, very bitter,
可能你跟父亲的关系很苦毒
perhaps your father abandoned you,
你的父亲抛弃你
abused you,
虐待你
perhaps he was an alcoholic,
可能他是个酒鬼
Perhaps he was a violent man.
可能是个暴力的人
Perhaps your heart has been shattered.
可能你的心碎了
Because in the home you came from,
因为你的原生家庭
Your father was not like this father.
父亲不像我们的天
父 And so you've become angry.
你就很生气
Perhaps you're feeling orphaned.
可能感觉像孤儿
I'm all alone.
我是孤单一人
There really is no one for me.
没有人来帮助我
Jesus said,
耶稣说
I won't leave you.
我不会离开你
I'll put my spirit in you.
我将我的灵放在你里面
Perhaps today,
可能今天
you know there's bitterness,
你知道有苦毒
anger,
愤怒
shame,
羞辱
unclean things,
不洁的事
you say, God, I want to be free.
你说上帝我要得自由
Or perhaps in your heart,
可能在你心里
there's coldness,
有那个邪教
you criticize,
你批判
you judge,
你论断
That tells you there's a root of pride.
你看见里头有骄傲的根跟苦毒的根
Perhaps you struggle hard.
可能你很挣扎
There's no joy in your life.
你生命没有喜乐
God is inviting you.
上帝邀请你
to experience His love as a father.
来经历天父的爱
When the prodigal son came,
当浪子回来
the father ran to him.
父亲跑向他
hugged him,
拥抱他
kissed him,
亲吻他
wept tears of joy.
流出喜乐的泪水
and restored him.
恢复他
Let's just stand right now.
我们一起站立起来
Those of you
对那些
that you know you have a need for God to touch you today.
你知道你有需要需要上帝碰触的
Please come now. Make your way to the
front. 请到台前来
Come.
请来请来
Perhaps you need healing in your body.
可能身体需要医治
Perhaps you need to be set free from rejection.
可能要从拒绝中得自由或抛弃 或虐待中得自由
You say God.
你说上帝
I'm coming to you.
我来到你面前
The younger man.
那少年人
He said, I will arise.
他说我要起来
And go to my father.
往我父亲那里去
I will arise.
我要起来
And go to my father.
往我父那里去
I will arise.
我要起来
And go to my father.
往我父那里去
And his father.
他的父
Saw him.
看见他
God sees you.
上帝看见你
He sees you.
他看见你
He sees you.
他看见你
And he's moved with compassion.
他动了慈心
Deeply touched.
深深感动
As you reach out to the Father,
当你接触父
He will reach out to touch you.
他就要接触你
I want you just to prepare your heart right now.
请预备大家的心
Close your eyes.
闭上眼睛
I don't want you to fix your eyes on me.
我不要你眼睛看着我
I'm just the channel for God to work through.
我不过上帝使用的器皿而已
I want to show you.
我要让你看见
How you can come near to the Father.
你怎么样来亲近父
This is what the Bible says.
圣经讲说
Draw near to God.
亲近神
And he will draw near to you.
他就必亲近你们
I want you just to close your eyes.
请闭上眼睛
So you shut everything out.
让你关掉周遭的一切
I want you to imagine just for a moment.
花一点时间来想象一下
The Father seeing you.
父亲看见你
Moved with compassion,
动了慈心
joy in his face,
脸上带着喜乐
kindness in his eyes,
眼中带着恩慈
coming to embrace you,
来拥抱你
to cover your sin,
遮盖你的罪
heal you, restore you,
医治恢复你
so to draw near to God,
要亲近上帝
talk with him,
就跟他说话
talk with him,
跟他说话
Tell him about your pain.
告诉他你的痛
Talk to him.
跟他说
Tell him about your struggle.
把你的挣扎告诉他
Tell him about the things you're fearful of.
当你害怕的事情跟他说
Tell him about the things that are crushing you.
那些压碎你的事跟他说
Tell him about your sin.
把你的罪告诉他
Tell him you're sorry.
告诉他你抱歉。
You defiled by some things.
有些东西污秽了你。
Defiled by bitterness.
苦毒污秽你。
Sexual sin.
性的犯罪污秽。
Uncleanness.
不洁净。
Tell him about that.
告诉他。
Ask him to make you clean.
求他洁净你。
Ask him.
求他。
Is there someone you need to forgive?
有没有谁是你需要原谅的？
Someone who's deeply wounded you.
深深伤害过你的人。
Deeply hurt you.
伤害你了。
They abandoned you.
抛弃了你。
They rejected you.
拒绝了你。
They may have betrayed you.
甚至可能背叛你。
Perhaps they hurt you by their words.
可能他们话语伤害你。
Words can cut very deep.
话语可以造成很深的伤口。
Perhaps you scolded severely.
可能他们严厉地骂你。
So severely.
严重到
You're still wounded,
到现在你还受伤
angry,
还在愤怒
still hurting,
还在受伤
and perhaps you believe in your heart,
可能你心里相信
I'll never be good enough,
我永远不够好
Something's wrong with me,
我就是不对
God wants to heal you,
上帝要医治你
and set you free,
释放你自由
Will you forgive?
愿意原谅吗
Will you forgive?
愿意原谅
Forgive that person,
原谅那个人
As you think of your father,
想到你自己的父
Is your heart free to love and honor?
你的心能够自由的爱跟尊荣
Or is it anger?
还是有愤怒
Bitterness?
苦毒
Dishonor?
不尊重
Because of your experiences with him?
因为你跟他之间的经验
Forgive him?
原谅他
Let go?
放开
What he did to you?
他对你做的事
What he withheld from you?
他不肯给你的事
So you can move forward in your life
让你的生命能够继续往前
And not be held back by what he did
而不因他做的事拦阻你，原谅祝福。
Move forward with your life.
在你生命继续往前。
Your loving Father.
你慈爱的天父。
Is always there for you.
一直在帮助你。
Some of you today.
今天有些人。
Struggling with deep loneliness.
在很深的孤单里挣扎。
God wants to heal you.
上帝要医治你。
So as we talk to the Lord,
当我们跟主说
we draw near to Him,
我们来亲近他
and He comes near to us.
他也来亲近我们
Some of you have been involved in divination.
有些参与过占卜
Some of you have been involved in sorcery.
有些教做过巫术
Some of you have been involved with idols.
有些拜过偶像
Get rid of them.
摆脱这一切
Repent of it.
为他悔改
It'll stop you relating to God.
因为这会拦阻你跟上帝的关系
I'm going to lead you in a prayer.
我要带你做一个祷告。
It's a very general prayer.
一般性的祷告。
And at the end of that prayer,
祷告最后呢
we're going to worship Jesus.
我们一起敬拜耶稣。
And the ministry team are going to come and lay hands on you.
服事团队会来为你按手。
When they lay hands on you,
按手的时候
receive God's miracle for your life.
领受上帝在你生命的神迹。
Receive deliverance.
领受释放。
Receive healing.
领受医治。
Receive healing.
领受医治。
Receive healing in your heart.
领受新的医治。
Receive cleansing.
领受洁净。
Let God's Power,
上帝能力
fill you, yield to it and receive it.
要充满你，你就领受。
Okay, I'll lead you in a prayer right now.
现在带大家做这个祷告。
Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name.
天父，我奉耶稣名到你面前。
I declare Jesus Christ.
我宣告耶稣基督。
Is my Savior and Lord.
是我的救主。
是我的救主。
I belong to Jesus Christ.
我属于耶稣基督。
我属于耶稣基督。
Lord, I come to you today.
主，我来到你面前。
主，我来到你面前。
I bring my sin to the cross.
将我的罪带到十架上。
I bring my failures to the cross.
将我的失败带到十架上。
I bring my grief to the cross.
将我的忧伤带到十架上。
I bring every curse to the cross.
将所有咒诅
I ask you to forgive me.
求你赦免我。
求你赦免我。
Make me clean.
使我洁净。
使我洁净。
I forgive those who've hurt me.
我原谅伤害我的人。
我原谅伤害我的人。
I break all agreement with evil spirits.
打破一切跟邪灵的协议。
打破一切跟邪灵的协议。
I claim freedom now.
我现在要得着自由。
I claim freedom now.
现在要得着自由。
I claim healing now.
现在要得着医治。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, let's begin to worship the Lord together. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak over you.
Yeah, 我们继续的祷告，同声的祷告，欢迎圣灵在你的身上来触动你。你愿意，你就跪在主的面前。你跪下，没有人为你按手。圣灵知道你的难处，圣灵知道你所被捆绑的，圣灵知道你所被压伤的，圣灵知道你的里面的伤痛。你跪在主的面前，圣灵亲自向你来做工，一起开声为自己来祷告。哈利路亚！哦，我的主，我的神，是的，来到。 你的面前，我的主啊，是的，我的主啊，我的主啊，哦，我的主啊，你知道，主啊，你知道，主啊，你知道我们被捆绑的样式，主啊，你知道我们被捆绑的痛苦不自由，哦，主啊，你知道我们被压伤的，哦，主啊，你知道我们被背叛的，主啊，你知道我们被羞辱的，主啊，你知道我们在这个世界里面所得罪你的，主啊，你知道我们这个人一切的污秽、肮脏、败坏，主啊，你知道我们里面一切的诡诈，主啊，你知道，主，你知道我们怎么得罪你，主啊，你知道我们怎么得罪人，主啊，你知道，主啊，你知道，主啊，你都看见，哦，主啊，压伤的芦苇你不折断，将残的灯火你不吹灭，主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们呼求你，主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们呼求你，哦，主啊，我们需要你，需要你，主啊，用你的慈爱抱抱我们，用你的慈爱抱抱我们，哦，主啊，是的，用你的慈爱抱抱我们，哦，主啊，哦，主啊，父亲怎么样拥抱那个浪子？主啊，这个时候你就来拥抱我们这个浪子，哦，主啊，你来拥抱我们这个罪人，主啊，我们承认自己在你的面前是得罪你的，哦，主啊，我承认我是得罪人的。哦，主啊，用你的宝血来洁净、来涂抹、来遮盖我们。哦，我的主啊，我的主啊，哦，我的主啊，你垂听我们的祷告。哦，主啊，你看见圣灵，你触动圣灵，你向我们的心说话。圣灵啊，欢迎你啊！圣灵啊，大大的降临啊！哦，我的主啊，是的，哭吧吧吧吧吧吧的提示。哦，我的主，我的神，我祷告你，祷告你，祷告你，我的主。哦，主圣灵，你来触动，你来医治。哦，主啊，医治我们被盗的病，医治我们里面的悖逆。哦，主啊，医治我们的悖逆的病。哦，主啊，来医治我们的悖逆的病，医治我们的悖逆的病。哦，我的主啊，在你的面前祷告。你哦，主来医治我们背叛、背叛的伤害，医治我们的一个受伤的心，来医治我们，来医治我们，来医治我们。哦，主啊，线上线下的来医治我们。哦，主啊，跪在你面前的，你每一个你都看到，你触动。主啊，你来触动，主啊，你来触动，你来安慰，你来抱抱。哦，我的主，我的神，你来安慰，你来抱抱。哦，主啊，你来安慰。你来抱抱，哦，主啊，重新恢复我们与你的关系，重新恢复我们与你的关系，哦，主啊，你爱我们的爱永不止息，哦，主啊，你爱我们的爱从来没有缩短，哦，主啊，你爱我们的爱从来不磨灭，哦，主啊，用你的爱来浇灌，来医治我们，哦，主啊，让我们能够恢复与你亲密的父子关系，让我们恢复与你亲密。的父子关系，哦，主啊，我们里面一切错误的父子观念，从我们的里面完全的离去。主啊，让我们紧紧的跟随你，紧紧的跟随你，紧紧的跟随你，亲密的与你交流。哦，主啊，把那与你亲密交流的爱充满在我们的里面。哦，主啊，让我们可以在爱中与你坦然交流。哦，主啊，让我们可以在爱中与你坦然交流。坦然交流，哦，主圣灵，我们需要你，主圣灵，我们需要你，现在来充满我们，现在来充满我们，现在来充满我们，来充满我们，来充满我们，来充满我们，哈利路亚，圣灵来充满我们，来充满我们，来充满我们。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，弟兄姐妹，我要请你做一个祷告，抬起你的头，你一切的污秽，耶稣的宝血已经为你担当了，你一切得罪他、得罪人的，耶稣因着你承认你的过犯，他饶恕赦免，他饶恕赦免，你抬起头，你抬起头，仰望这一位天父。接受天父那美好的形象， 要浇灌在你的身上，你要接受天父那美好的样式在你的身上，你要跟天父说，我是你宝贵的儿女，我是你宝贵的儿女，我要代表你在这地上往来行走，我无论走到哪里，人要看出来我是你的儿女，我要有你的样式，我要有你的样式行走在这地上。抬起头来，向主来祷告，伸开你的双手，让那天父美好的样式在你的生命里面刻画。天父那美好的样式要从你的生命里面显出来。抬起你的头，张开你的手，跟耶稣说：“我要向你，我要向你。”我要向你一起祷告，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚！哦，我的主，我的神啊，是的，让我们在这地上建造你的家。哦，主啊，让我们在这地上代表你。哦，主啊，让我们在这地上人就要看见我们是你荣美的儿女。哦，主啊，让我们在这地上行走，人要看出来我们是属你的儿女。哦，主啊，让我们在大事小事人看得见人看不见的事上能。够荣耀你的名字，哦主啊，使得你的美好的样式要在我们的生命里面彰显。主啊，你那美好的样式要在我们的生命里面来彰显。哦，我的主，我的神，我在你的面前来祷告你。哦，我的主。天父，你那美好的样式在我们的里面，让我们在这里往来行走，抬起头来，让我们在这往来行走，昂然阔首。哦，主啊，使得我祷告你，让我们昂首阔步。哦，我的主，我的神，祷告你，谢谢我的主，赞美耶稣。哦，主啊，让我们昂首阔步，坦荡荡，因为耶稣的美丽在我们的里面。哦，主啊，天父，你那美好的样式在我们的生命里面彰显。我的主啊，是的，让我们在这地上不再是羞羞愧愧的。哦，主啊，让我们在这个地上满有你自己的荣光，满有你的同在，让我们在这地上满有你自己的美丽。哦，主啊，让我们能够彰显你的美丽，彰显你的良善、你的诚实、你的正直、你的公义。主啊，让我们紧紧的跟随你，紧紧的跟随你。日日与你亲密交流，事事交在你的手中。主啊，在每一件事上荣耀你的名字。主，我们谢谢你，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，让我们这一个人能够与你同心同工，建造你自己美好的工作。谢谢我的主，让我们这一个人满足你的心，满足我父的心。让我的父以我为喜乐，让我的父以我为喜乐，赞美我的主，敬拜耶稣，哈利路亚，赞美我的主，哈利路亚，圣灵，谢谢你，圣灵赞美你，谢谢你，我的主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，谢谢主，你的爱充满在我们的里面。谢谢主，荣耀的同在大大的降临在我们的当中，赞美我的主，圣灵，哦，我的主，我的神，赞美圣灵，我谢谢圣灵，我赞，荣耀的王，我赞，谢谢我的赞，赞美耶稣，奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。你可以起来，回到你的座位。弟兄和弟兄彼此拥抱，姐妹和姐妹彼此拥抱。我们在主里面是主所爱的，我们是主所爱的，我们都是主所爱的，我们是主所爱的，我们是主所爱的。是主所看为宝贵的，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚， 赞美我的主，赞美我的主，赞美我的赞美我的主，哈利路亚，赞美我的主，哈利路亚，赞美我的主，谢谢主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，弟兄姐妹，请坐。